Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at February 2024, the forecast for each life path number. Before we get into it, though, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. We can look at your year ahead forecast, your full numerology report, your compatibility with your partner, your siblings, your dog, your friends, whatever, your business numerology, you name it, we can pretty much look at it. So if it's something you're interested in, book some time with me. You can find my information again in the description box below. I'd love to work with you. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at February. Life path number 6. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 7 and Pelican energy for February. So there's something coming in here around potentially having some kind of decision that needs to be made, some kind of, like, maybe there's some kind of indecision that has been haunting you and you feel like you need to make a decision. This can also feel like information overload. So it's kind of like, you know, when sometimes we hit a problem and we overthink it, we overanalyze, we, you know, get a million different people to give us advice, and then the whole thing becomes really convoluted because it's like information overload. You could feel like that in some area of your life, and, you know, you could feel like you're at some kind of like crossroads or impasse where you've got to come up with some kind of a decision or some kind of a solution to move forward. And it's kind of like, until you do that, you're going to continue to feel stuck. So it's very likely, especially with Pelican energy coming through, it's like Two of Swords energy. So it's sort of like, again, some decision has to be made at this point. You've hit, you know, it's the final countdown type thing. You know, you can't move forward until you make this decision, whatever this may be. And sometimes when we, you know, let's say an opportunity comes in and it's a great opportunity, we can be really excited about that. But sometimes, you know, all times when we say yes to something, we have to release something. Like it's not often where we can bring something in and not release something. And so, you know, it could be as simple as getting a promotion at work. So you're excited about it. It's more money, it's more responsibility, it's growth, etc., blah, blah, blah. But with that, you're giving up or releasing more free time. Right? So it's like a give and take type thing. And there's some kind of a decision that may need to be made this month where you kind of have to look at that. You have to look at what is the give and take? What am I saying yes to? And by saying yes to it, what do I have to release? And it's not that you shouldn't do it, but just honor the reality that you do have to release something and move through the emotions of that. Grieve that accordingly. The other thing with the 7 is, you know, there's definitely like this calling to merge or balance the heart and the mind, right? So if you're too in your head, if you're too like sort of in your like overanalyzing or overthinking something, this 7 energy is going to push you this month to really follow your heart, to follow your intuition, or to sink into your heart and just check in with your heart to see what it is that you feel you truly want. And really with the 7, it's about merging those two. So not like giving one more precedence over the other, but really merging those energies. So seeing what it is that you're being presented with, and then following your intuition and feeling into what it is that you want or how it is that you feel about whatever it is, the information that you're being presented with, right? So there really are two sides of the 7. And when we're in a 7 cycle, we can really be, a lot can be brought up around making decisions and going deeper and getting to the truth of something before we make that decision, right? So it's a greater understanding, but you can't get to a greater understanding about something if it's only mental or if it's only intuitive, right? You've got to have sort of all sides of the spectrum, right? So it's likely that something will come in, especially because you have Pelican energy, which is like Two of Swords, so that impasse or some kind of crossroads where a decision has to be made. And what I would say is with the 7 energy coming in, you know, use everything that's at your disposal to make that decision. Again, your intuition, your deeper knowing, your heart center, and the information, the very practical, logical, knowledgeable, you know, the wisdom that's being presented to you, not even the wisdom, I would say, you know, that's part of your intuition, but, and your soul, right? But the very physical, information that's being presented to you, take both and feel into it. And a lot of times when it's seven energy, we're really being called back to ourselves. So this isn't always a time where it's best to, you know, get guidance or seek consultation from others, to get advice. You can certainly do that, right? Of course. But the final decision, that responsibility, of course, lies with you. And so ultimately, when we're in a seven cycle, it usually will push us back to ourselves to really honor our capabilities to make decisions for ourselves and trust those decisions once we've made them. And usually when it's very difficult or we feel like we're at a crossroads is when it's something big in life. It's some kind of big change or something, some decision that we need to make that's going to affect our life in a big way. And so, of course, that can be daunting and feel challenging. And that's usually when we ask other people for advice of what they would do. But by doing that, we're getting, you know, their perspective from their storyline. And the seven says, you have everything you need to make this decision. Come back to yourself, see what's being presented, follow your heart, your intuition, and you will come up with the right decision. You will make the right choice and trust yourself. Trust yourself. So this is big, like decision-making kind of energy. Well, I say that because of Pelican energy. The seven doesn't necessarily mean some kind of big decision, but it does mean coming back to ourselves and some kind of greater self-discovery about our capabilities and our truth and what it is that we want on this journey, et cetera, et cetera. So there is that blending of the head and the heart, and trusting ourselves. So I do think this could be a really interesting month for you all. I would also say pay attention to your dreams, pay attention to your deeper intuitive hits, and honor that, right? Honor that, especially if the message resonates as far as having some kind of big decision to make. You've got everything that you need to be able to make this decision, whatever it may be. You just have to trust yourself. So beautiful energy here with the seven. And if you don't have a big decision to make, you will likely find yourself this month in situations where you have to trust yourself, follow your intuition, you know, use the information that's presented to you to dive a little bit deeper to get to the truth of something. And that awareness that the seven energy brings about will then likely bring some kind of course of action, right? Some kind of change, adjustment, etc. So that's very likely this month as well. So really the key message for you all this month, sixes, is to trust yourself and any decision that you make, knowing that it's the right decision for you in that moment because you trusted yourself. I hope it's a great one. Take care, six. Bye for now.